Tamara Wallace with KFRM 550 AM, and I'm with Ernie Shea with Solutions from the Land. Ernie, can you tell us about the 21st Century Renaissance and the services that you offer?
Sure, Tamara. Well, our organization, Solutions from the Land, is a farmer-led not-for-profit that is driving a conversation about the next generation of agriculture. We call it the 21st Century Renaissance. And it's a future where farmers are going to be valued not just for the commodities that they produce, but also for all of the other things that they produce when they farm sustainably. So the water they can filter and store, the biodiversity that they enhance, the local economic stimulus that they provide, the opportunity to sequester carbon in the ground and deliver a climate solution. Those are just a few of the examples of how farming in the 21st century is a lot more than just producing a crop, whether it's wheat or corn or beef. And what we're driving towards is a future where we'll actually be valued and rewarded in the marketplace for these externalities. So to try to get to that point, we have to engage in policy discussions where either at the state level, the national level, or the global level, decisions are being made that will either enable farmers to be successful or will create barriers that will discourage them from delivering these additional services. So the bottom line is we want farmers to be valued and compensated for all that they do and not just for the commodities that they produce.
And Ernie, can you tell us about the climate convention?
Sure. Well, as an example of where we show up, at the global level, the climate convention occurs once a year. This year it's set for November 30th through December 12th in the United Arab Emirates. We're sending a delegation of 10 farmers, and we'll be there over the course of the 2 weeks offering our pragmatic recommendations for how agriculture and farmers can be incentivized to deliver climate benefits. And for us, that's easy, because when we produce renewable fuels, we're offering a lower carbon intensity fuel. When we farm using cover crops and no-till systems, we're sequestering carbon in the ground. When we use a approach that's more circular and we're reducing purchased inputs, we're making more efficient use of purchased inputs, we're lowering our carbon footprint. So how do you get those outcomes? Well, it starts with enabling and incentivizing farmers, not forcing them to farm in a certain way. So that's why we show up, and we are there to offer the recommendations from the people who are on the front lines of delivering these outcomes. So we'll be there in Dubai, and I'd love to have a follow-up conversation with you once we get back about how it went.
I've been speaking with Ernie Shea with Solutions from the Land, and I am Tamara Wallace with KFRM 550 AM.
Great.